Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
So we had a little bit of everything this week. We had a little bit of cold. We had a little bit of rain. We had a little bit of wet snow. Got cold again. Had a little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds. So it's, you know, middle of late February, though.
Yeah, we've had a serious winter, haven't we? I think that that mixed precipitation always kind of is a bummer. But yeah, still lots of snow on the ground, and hopefully it'll be that way for a while.
Got a little bit of crust going on. Now, that's a little bit of crust.
Which isn't great for birds like barred owl, which have to, you know, hunt rodents underneath the snow. So hopefully it's not too thick of a crust for them.
Yeah. Once in a while, you'll see those incredible strikes where an owl will try to get, or a hawk will try to get a rodent. You see there, it's like the snow angel in the snow.
Yeah. It's beautiful. You know, often when we do get a crust like this, start seeing owls around your bird feeder because they're looking for rodents coming for the spilled seed. So you may see, we may start to see some barred owls hanging out around homes more and feeders more.
Yeah, I discovered this week we have a pretty good snowbank that's near the bird feeder. And all of a sudden, a red squirrel started poking his head up from under the snow from his little tunnel. And it's, you know, he was making his way to gather some seeds, but he was kind of cute. You know, he popped his head up out of this, this snow tunnel he'd created.
Cute. You know, and we talk about owls being active at night, of course, but, you know, something like a red squirrel, very tempting to a barred owl, even in the middle of the day. So owls will hunt in the day if they're, as long as if they're hungry, they'll hunt.
Good stuff. But we want to talk about the spring a little bit. Even though we had some really cold temperatures this week, there are reports of a spring arrival. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's amazing. I know spring feels like a long ways off, and in many ways it is, but you know, a lot of birds that migrate out of the state are really short distance migrants. There's plenty of birds like the warblers, not all warblers, but many of the warblers head all, as far as South America. But there's a lot of birds that winter in southern New England, the mid-Atlantic states, southern U.S., and they can come back quite early sometimes. And there have already been reports of red-winged blackbirds, here and there in Vermont, and Eastern Phoebe already in Bennington. Whether or not there'll be some back and forth, we'll see. Especially a bird like a Phoebe, which relies mostly on insects. I don't know what else they eat this time of year. The blackbirds, however, eat seeds, so they may stick around. But, there's some early birds, but whether or not they'll, persist until like things really warm up, I don't know.
Yeah, with all the wild weather the nation's had this week, with the the bitterly cold temperatures and snow in places like Oklahoma and Texas and Arkansas, I bet some birds are wondering what in the world is going on.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they'll keep going to Mexico or the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I think the blackbird reports I've heard of. There's been some in Colchester, Rutland, I think in the Norwich area, Enfield, New Hampshire. So there's been a smattering of blackbirds. And if you look at the eBird map of sightings elsewhere in New England, there's quite a few reports of red-winged blackbird to our south in Massachusetts, Connecticut, coastal Massachusetts. So it's still early, but they are on their way, and some lucky folks have already had the pleasure of seeing their first blackbird of the season.
Good stuff. The red-winged blackbird in late February in the Green Mountains. Chip with the North Branch Nature Center in Montpelier, and you've got some special programming coming up, huh, Chip?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, even though we're not open to for indoor programs, we've been offering lots of online lectures and webinars, workshops. So even though we can't gather in person inside, there's a lot of ways to stay engaged with the Nature Center and nature. And one program in particular, actually two that are coming up that I want folks to know about. One is a program on owls. Again, it's online, and you can go to our website, northbranchnaturecenter.org, and be treated to a slideshow with Zach Cota, who's an owl fanatic. And, you know, he's often leading owl field trips for the Nature Center. And this is the first time he's done an owl slideshow. So I hope folks will catch that on February 26th. And we've got another birdie program coming up on March 3rd. Richard Littauer, who's a Montpelier resident and another birding fanatic, he's going to be talking about bird subspecies. Richard has been on this quest to identify and document subspecies of birds in Vermont. So, for example, white-breasted nuthatch, you know, we just think of it as the old, plain old white-breasted nuthatch. But there's actually an eastern subspecies and a western subspecies and maybe even more than that. And, you know, we see the eastern subspecies here in Vermont, no surprise there. But how do you know? And that's what Richard's going to talk about, is how to identify those subspecies and also document them.
Yeah, cool stuff. I mean, I think it's been a very good year for nuthatches. I've got dueling white and red-breasted nuthatches at the feeders, really going just really active this year. And I think it's something new. So that's kind of cool. And then you talk about owls. So owls, you know, February, they're out. Are they on eggs right now? Some of our owls are great horned owls, our barred owls.
Yeah. Great horned owls, I think might be, or if not yet, they will soon. Barred owls nest a little bit later. Sawwet owls also nest later, but yeah, great horned owl, it's definitely their nesting season. And, you know, you'll still hear them calling this time of year. But, yeah, it's surprising, but many birds, you know, start nesting early. In the case of great horned owls, you know, their prey is available, so there's plenty to feed their young. So it's no issue for them that it's cold.
Yeah, good stuff. So if people want to participate in these programs, they can just sign up and join you online, right?
Yep, just go to our website, northbranchnaturecenter.org, and there'll be instructions on how to connect to the program via Zoom. And yeah, it's easy, and they're free. So, and you can also, while you're on the website, there are several dozen programs, lectures, slideshows, workshops that we have posted there from the past 6 months or so. So those are available for people to check out as well.
And we've had a great winter of pine grosbeaks and also red poles. So the finch forecast, you know, we talked about the finch forecast was spot on this year. I mean, I haven't seen so many red poles around the farm, and also our first time having pine grosbeaks here.
Yeah, it's been great. Crossbills too have been seen all around the state. So yeah, the finch forecast was spot on. I'm waiting to hear of more reports of Bohemian waxwing, though. I don't know if you remember when we had our guest on from the Finch Research Network. We talked about Bohemian waxwings being scarce in Vermont this year, but they may start turning up more towards the end of February. So keep your eyes out for Bohemian waxwing.
Yeah, sometimes in downtown Montpelier, there's some trees they like to eat the fruit off. So right on State Street and Main Street, usually there's some Bohemian waxwings that come through, but I guess we're not out and about as much. So maybe we're not seeing them in downtown Montpelier as much as we have in the past.
I've heard of some reports, but not a lot yet.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, we've got to fly out of here for another weekend. I think all the trees are tapped. We're just waiting for the weather to cooperate. The red-winged blackbirds are on their way or here. So sugaring season is just around the corner, and we'll just wait for a little warmer day, and the sap will start flowing again.
Sounds good, Anson.
All right. Going to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
For the birds.